Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, September 29th. The federal court has upheld a compensation order for First Nation children. It could see the Canadian government pay out billions of dollars to children and families affected by the on-reserve child welfare system since 2006. The government had been fighting the compensation order from the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal in court. Today, the judge ruled the tribunal reasonably exercised its discretion to handle a complex case of discrimination. The court upheld the order that Ottawa pay $40,000 to each child who had to leave their home in order to access services, and also to those who were denied services covered by the Jordan's principal policy. Opposition parties have been critical of the federal government for fighting the compensation order in the first place, saying it goes against efforts of reconciliation. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says ahead of the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, the province is committed to the success of Indigenous students. He says Ontario is putting over $23 million into strengthening mandatory First Nation, Métis, and Inuit learning in the curriculum and enhancing learning about residential schools. An Allenford man has won some big bucks playing the lottery. The Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation says Daryl Wesley matched the last six of seven Encore numbers in exact order in the June 18th Lotto Max draw to win $100,000. Wesley, a business owner and father of four, was checking several tickets using the OLG app at his cottage when he said he heard a weird noise and he had to check it a few more times. The $100,000 windfall has left Wesley feeling relieved. He says he bought his brother a truck and plans to put the rest of the money away for his boys. The winning ticket was purchased at a Canadian Tire gas station in Cobourg. Grabe Russo PP say a man from Meaford who was considered missing has been located and is safe. Police had been looking for 35-year-old Jeffrey Zinn from Meaford to ensure his well-being after he hadn't been seen since the morning of September 25th. OPP say they are thankful to the community for its assistance. Meaford could be getting a new toboggan hill. Residents have been using beautiful Joe Park as the preferred hill, but it's not designed or intended to be used as such because it doesn't meet recommended guidelines of the Canadian Standards Act. Several residents took to social media last winter to express concerns over parking, vehicles and pedestrians, large trees and the increased risk to children at beautiful Joe Park. But council is looking at creating another safer hill. Phase one of the draft design of the Centre Street landfill development includes a toboggan hill and parking. Later phases include walking trails, sports pads, and a connection to the Trout Hollow Trail. Councillor Paul Vickers says he worries if a hill is built that is not comparable to Beautiful Joe, it may not be used that much.
Unless we do some, massive deconstruction of these hills, I don't think we'll stop the kids from going there. So we'll spend all this money, and we still won't get to our end goal of giving them a spot that they will use. It will be there. It will be safer. But will they use it? And again, I worry about just spending all that money.
The entire project would cost over $1.6 million, and if approved, construction could begin in 2023. Council will continue its discussion about a new toboggan hill on October 18th. Briefly in business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 16 points, the Dow Jones is up 90 points, our dollar is trading at 78.39 U.S. cents, down 45 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $74.60, down 69 cents a barrel. In sports, the Owen Sound Major Lacrosse franchise has been granted approval by Major Series Lacrosse to begin operation in the 2022 season. In Major League Ball, the Blue Jays continue to host the New York Yankees. The Yankees beat Toronto 7-2 last night. 14 games in Major League Soccer, including Toronto FC hosting FC Cincinnati. Wyerton native Jonathan Pickett is playing in the World Under-21 Men's Volleyball Championship at Bulgaria. Canada defeated Cuba 3-0. Pickett had 2 attack points as Canada moved to 3-0 in Pool H. The playoff round begins Saturday. In National Hockey League exhibition, 8 games, including the Toronto Maple Leafs at Ottawa to face the Senators. In Ontario Hockey League exhibition, the Kingston Frontenacs visit the Ottawa 67s. Saturday afternoon, the Owen Sound Attack host the North Bay Battalion. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next.